A vocal critic of charter schools is asking the state to step in and block a major move by its largest online charter school. There's concern that a planned switch to a new designation by the school could game the state out of taxpayer money. The Electronic Classroom of Tomorrow wants to change from a typical charter school to a dropout recovery school. Because of the looser standards for the latter, ECOT could go from a failing grade to an A on its state report card. Stephen Dyer with the liberal think tank Innovation Ohio says the education department should prevent this switch.
It's a naked attempt to avoid accountability. It's not because they suddenly decided after 20 years that, oh, we're really a dropout recovery school. No.
The state is withholding money from ECOT's monthly payments to recover $60 million it was overpaid due to lower student participation. Dyer says the state should consider ECOT's issues with enrollment and student participation while reviewing the proposed change. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.